This simple statistical listing, when they were plotting the bus movement and their history of failures and all, revealed to them this kind of a data. So that is coming out of the basic simple statistical tool. So that is what we were trying to touch base to you, that basic statistical tool, you need not really be statistically qualified. It's the basic understanding, and then you get on to compile the data and analyze them over a period. So that's how basic statistical tool help you to start with your pursuit for objective-led assessment of your various service delivery components. Then comes the extended statistical toolbox, which is an advanced statistical applications. This really requires a complete understanding, complete correlation with your system and processes, etc. Experiments with influential factors have a great future potential in the service sector. What actually influences, what really creates a positive impression, etc., that experiment really helps. Now, when you do that experiment, you require to have a subjective assessment out and an objective assessment in. So for those kind of a thing, as a result, companies have to apply an advanced statistical toolbox and advanced statistical techniques. So what we were trying to say to you, that either improve the existing service delivery process or to design a new. What you can do, an experiment. You create an experiment into target area, or in a more different area. You implement your experiment, you monitor the results through a statistical tool, and when that result is indicatively positive, yes, you know where you stand. If not, you know where you could be wrong, and accordingly you can improvise those aspects and get into experimental mode again till you really find that complete aspects has been studied well and time to introduce this service has come in. So that's how, for such and similar such assessment of various complexity, which is very subjective in nature, statistical advanced tools are available. Of course, for this you require a statistical skill set, and without knowing the subject matter, the experiment or survey planning and data interpretation of the limited use, and therefore professionals do such kind of experimentals in consultation with the company, who believe that statistical advance or an extended statistical toolbox will get them really crux of what is ailing their quality delivery system and or what area needs to be improved upon, and that will help them to charter a different course of quality improvements which will stand them out in the market. So this is what is this thing, two examples like mass email by credit card, online retailer, etc., what has been given in the booklet, this thing where talk about you do mass email, but if you don't analyze statistically well, people who opened it for what demographics have opened, what gender-wise, if you don't study, what are the rate of rejects, etc. So all those things, if you really don't do, you can't really work out a proper emailing campaign. In this case, they are saying that they applied an advanced statistical tool. They created a different kind of emailer with a different proposition. They have sent it to different database. From there, they evaluated the response level. They realize what kind of behavioral communication appeals to the consumers, that they statistically they got the conviction, and hence the future communication centered around that kind of behavioral touching, emotional connect with the consumers, and that led to a good response rate. So that is what is the beauty of using extended statistical tool for understanding areas of service delivery, which areas of service delivery needs an attention or an improvement, and then chartering a course of correction on that. So having understood the importance of statistical tool, we have understood basic statistical tool and then the extended statistical tool. Basic doesn't require much of a statistical knowledge internally. Extended is used by the professionals. You can get their help to know. But statistical tools are the tool that help you to remove subjectivity and do an objective analysis of certain parameters which otherwise are not possible by any financial controlling criteria or other performance metrics that you develop. It is not possible to measure them using non-statistical techniques, and that's where the statistical tool comes into picture. We come to the phase of data mining. So what is data mining? That first understand, and how it is related to this, we will come to that. The essence of any customer service strategy is to segment the customer to be serviced with the goal of concentrating all efforts on a homogeneous set of customers that can be served at a profit. David Dove and Uttal, this is a definition from them. This is not necessarily a definition of a data mining, but it highlights the need for data mining. Essence of any customer service strategy is to segment the customers to be served with the goal of concentrating all efforts on a homogeneous set of customers that can be served at a profit. In marketing, as they always say, known customer is better than finding a new customers. Among the known customers, what this is trying to tell you, try and find out homogeneous group whom you can capture. Once you capture, you know their buying habits, you know their trends, etc. Then serve them by offering the right product. So one of the examples that I have come across where company which is closely monitors its customer, you know, suddenly noticed, you know, they have a evaluation criteria and through which they do this data. That's where they dig into your data. That is what is known as a data mining. They find out that why people between 30 to 35 years of age have started buying baby products from their credit card, you know, analysis. That signals to them that these are the people who would have got married past this thing, and now there is a baby at home. If they monitor for this 2-3 months that, you know, these people continue to buy more of a baby products, it signals that definitely there is a baby at home. So now it is up to them to surround you with more baby product offers, you know, surround you more with offers. So when your next bill comes, there will be attachment which will give you more about baby dress codes and, you know, toys and other places of interest for babies, etc. So that's how, if you really mine the data of your consumers, homogeneous set of customers, to find out what are their changing requirements, and if you align your selling strategy to these changing requirements, you gain more out of the same customers. So that is what is the essence. Data mining is nothing but identifying, profiling a homogeneous set of customers at a particular point of time, behaving in a particular manner, and then surround them with the offers and, you know, products which appeal to their current need, and therefore you are able to service them better by selling more at the right time, and thereby get the more share of wallet from their, you know, ability, disposable income, and that will give you more revenue and profit. So data mining is going deep into your data. That's data mining, to determine a homogeneous set of customers with identical emerging need. Identical emerging need. That is the crux of data mining. Information technology can be used to gain better understanding of the customers and help you identify homogeneous customers, subgroups that can be served with service tailor-made to their need and expectations. Now, I have been with, say, credit card for last so many years. If they really monitor me, now I am at a stage where those are the banks, you know, who credit cards are with me. Those are the banks, if they really monitor me, then today they should appeal me more with the health insurance, they should appeal me more with my retirement plan, etc. This is not happening. That's unfortunate part. But that's where the importance of data mining comes in. This company with whom I have a relationship last so many years failed to realize that this person is of this age, and therefore I can approach him for this. I still even today get a call, sir, aapko credit card. Now I have passed that age ki aapko credit card lena hai. You know, I already have plenty of credit cards. Are they realizing at what life stage I am in and what do I require? I have a classically a very beautiful example, which is from a pathology lab of India, that is Thyrocare. Now Thyrocare, having tapped my data about 3 years back when I first did my lipid profile for cholesterol measurement, etc. Look at the beauty as to how they have smartly captured my basic details under the pretext of serving me when the guy came first time to get my blood and all. So age, family में कौन है, what is their age, etc. Now today I get customized mails, I get customized SMS. They have now profiled me कि this person is now reached this age, so he might face the diabetic disorder. He needed to be cautioned about osteoarthritis, or he needed to be cautioned about vitamin deficiencies. So I keep getting mails which are, I feel, is customized to my age. They try to preempt me कि भाई this is what you should do to know whether you suffer from a विटामिन डेफिशिएंसी, डू थायरो केयर का ये टेस्ट, एंड नाउ स्पेशल ऑफर टू यू, इंस्टेड ऑफ 1000 रुपीज इट विल बी 600 रुपीज वगैरह. सो वेन आई कॉल अप टू अदर लैब्स टू फाइंड आउट वॉट इज दिस टेस्ट इज ऑल अबाउट, दे ऑल्सो टेल मी सेम थिंग, सर दिस टेस्ट इज अबाउट दिस एंड ऑल. आई आस्क देम हाउ मच, किसी का 900 है, किसी का 850 है वगैरह, एंड देन आई आस्क देम एनी स्पेशल रिबेट टू मी, जैसे कि नो सर आप को ये रेट पे मिलेगा वगैरह. सो देन आई फाइंड थायरोकेयर हु इज मॉनिटरिंग मी फॉर लास्ट सो मेनी ईयर्स, वो मुझे 1000 रुपये वाला 700 में दे रहा है, आई एम स्टिल सेविंग समथिंग, वाई नॉट डू इट यानी. सो आई हैव अवॉइडेड से डूइंग विटामिन डेफिशियंसी रिलेटेड दिस थिंग फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 2 ईयर्स, बट रिसेंट पास आई हैव गॉन एंड डन इट, एंड इट वॉज फाउंड आउट दैट यस विटामिन डी एंड विटामिन B12 एंड ऑल समथिंग विच इज डेफिशियंट. सो लाइक यू हैव बीन टोल्ड टू हैव अ हायर एक्सपोजर टू सनलाइट एंड टेक B12 एंड ब्ला ब्ला. सो इन शॉर्ट दैट इज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ डेटा माइनिंग, देर इज समबडी समवेयर इज मॉनिटरिंग माई एज प्रोफाइल, माई लाइफ स्टेट, एंड अकॉर्डिंगली ऑफरिंग मी समथिंग विच इज रिलेवेंट टू मी, एंड देयर फॉर आई फॉल इन द लाइकेबिलिटी ऑफ बाइंग द प्रोडक्ट और सर्विस विच अदर्स हैव नॉट येट डन इट. दैट्स वॉट यू नीड टू रियलाइज. सो दैट्स वॉट डेटा माइनिंग इज ऑल अबाउट, वेयर टूडे इन्फॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी इज हेल्पिंग अ लॉट. सो दैट इज वॉट, बिकॉज ऑफ IT डायनामिक रियल टाइम एनालिसिस इज बिकम पॉसिबल. दिस कैन बी अचीव बाय क्रिएटिंग लार्जर कस्टमर डेटाबेस एंड यूजिंग सोफिस्टिकेटेड IT सपोर्टेड स्टेटिस्टिकल टूल टू एक्सप्लोर, इवेल्युएट एंड एक्सप्लॉइट द डेटा दैट यू हैव अक्यूमुलेटेड ओवर अ टाइम. सो नाउ आशीष हाथी दिस थिंग थायरोकेल प्रोफाइल विल नो दैट ही हैज डन कोलेस्ट्रोल, ही हैज नाउ डन लिपिड, ही हैज नाउ डन द विटामिन डेफिशियंसी टेस्ट एक्सेट्रा, ही हैज नॉट डन शुगर टेस्ट, सो दे विल हैव टू टारगेट मी फॉर said this thing etc. Not only that, my wife has started getting relevant of kind of thing, what she should be doing as a preventive health checkup etc. So it's all beautifully linked to the life state, therefore it is relevant to us and we look at it very objectively. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Continuing data mining service reminders, things like accessory change, you have a service reminder, car is purchased, you know exactly 5000 kilometer or 3 months first service, and then at what interval the second, third, sixth service, warranties for 6 months. So you have to create your service reminder. That's a data mining. Not only that, you offer them extension of warranty at a right manner. So in the 6 months you offer that customer, okay, why you pay only 5000 rupees or 3000 rupees, get another 3 extended warranty which includes free lubrication, ye wo vagera, and that objectively will analyze ke even if you go outside, at least kam se kam the 1500 rupaya leta hai to mere ko 4500 ka kharcha hoega, jabke this company is offering me that extended warranty in 3000 rupees, I might as well buy it. So his potentiality, his ability, his probability of buying your that extended warranty in the 6 month is much higher. And you have used your data mining this thing to know that now he is at the 6 months, his warranty is getting over, so this is the time to approach him. Accessories, somebody who's bought a car, now you flood him with the accessories order, so GPS or car accessories or leather accessories or whatever, so air conditioners to whatever sound systems and this thing etc. You also know that general average age of car changes say like 5 years in your country. So now I have a data of say Ashish Hathi having purchased this vehicle from us 4 years back. So in the 5th year, you start offering him the exchange offer. Sir, our new model is come, available so much, exchange price so much. So net, so like then at the 5th year, when I am in the state of thinking of replacement, exchange offer coming to me from the same company might compel me. So there are various advantages, various things can happen through data mining. Personal loan, education loan, person who has taken say like personal loan. Now you flood him with education loan, whether he requires a home improvement loan. You then attach him with the car loan. So you all have experience. The moment you take credit card, the other service provider from the same bank are all start chasing you. Right from portfolio managers. They tell you, sir, Axis Bank has a portfolio management system and all. So that's how the data being mined to get a better share of pie from the consumers, offer them the better service and thereby increase your revenue. Common blood test package, I have, I will not now spend time, I have discussed celebrity, that is about Thyrocare. Youngster Son CD retail by adult, so this is one example which is there in the book where some store in US found out, okay, why these CDs are getting sold more, and those buyers are nana nannies, kind of. When they determine the relation, what comes out is ke bhai, this being so popular, the nana nannies thought, and this being the very apt song that they want to convey to their grandchildren in terms of life, the challenge, or this thing, they buy that more. So they created a package out of it which compelled various nana nannies, other those who were not even thinking about it, to buy that CD and gift it to their grandchildren. So that's how the understanding of data and data mining techniques, you can really create an opportunity for your organization by creating an incremental sale. You can do upscale, cross sale, etc., or you can do other associated sales. So data mining for loyalty programs are a good source of data which enables you to data mine effectively. Loyalty programs will give you a lot of idea what guys like, what they purchase, etc., over a period of time, what is the frequency of purchase and all. So once I am registered with you as a loyalty customer, companies tend to keep my data for a longer time. And when they analyze my purchase cycle, how I spend my cards and, what are my card rates, out of my card, how much on hotel, how much on tourism, how much on personal accessories, etc. So accordingly, they can define me as a homogeneous group and they can create an offer for people like me. So that's the beauty of data mining. Continue to understand our six extended statistical toolbox understanding. The techniques are plenty in the extended toolbox, as we say. There is a program called Six Sigma Initiative. This is aimed at the near elimination of defects from every product, process and transaction by adopting a disciplined quantitative approach for improvement of defined indicators in all types of business processes. Now, Six Sigma is a concept which says defects can be brought down to zero level. Zero level is possible if you really thoroughly threadbare analysis of steps, bottlenecks and all, if you understand, and then you find out the ways and means of handling things, and that will lead to refinement of the process. Not only that, simplicity of it. Not only that, their interlinking and all will be set so well that in future, if you adopt that, a possibility of your making an error itself will be zero. And therefore, once that happens, the continuous delivery to service of the customer will happen without any abstraction, without any, failure. And therefore, customer will always be delighted. It even isolates and eliminates the cost heads. Six Sigma also looks at which cost is required, which cost not required, which are the variables that is unnecessarily adding to the cost and not contributing to the fruitful delivery of the service, etc. And therefore, the entire dissection of the quality system cost audit also happens when you do a Six Sigma within your organization. And it helps you to really work out a very effective quality performance measurement system and adopt to total quality management approach. So we come to statistical quality control and improvement, SQC, as we say. Research on quality system indicated many different types of organizations, such as, so there was a research done which was done on organization who has adopted statistical quality control. They have adopted the TQM concept within their organization. This research reveals a fact which is an eye-opener itself. In the group of enlightened companies, that is, the regular audits of the appropriateness of the statistical quality control methods are done and introduction of the new methods are happening. So they are those enlightened companies who continue to pursue regular audit route and introduce new methods by eliminating redundant processes, etc. There are the second group of companies, which are the self-satisfied group of companies. It has been classified after analyzing their characteristics. These are the companies who have intensive employee training, use of modern statistical software tools, but they remain within their realms, and they remain within their scope, and they themselves declare that everything is all right, everything is appropriate, everything is as defined by us. So they are like a self-satisfier. So they will create the norms also, which is such that it will fall ultimately into being achieved, and it continues to happen. So real improvement may not be coming in, but they have a use of statistical tool to satisfy themselves. What we are doing is right, instead of where we need to improve, you know, questioning themselves on that. There is another group, which is the careless companies, as they say. The careless companies are motivating top management, training middle management for the use of SQC methods. Here the challenge is, this company do not see a value in quality management, either by virtue of their position in the market, either their attitude, either because market is so huge that whatever they make also gets consumed, etc. They are in that careless category. Here the challenge is to motivate their top management first, because management has to first buy in the importance of quality management, and then train the middle management, etc., to use statistical quality control methods. So that is what is a challenge of implementing statistical quality control and get the improvement that is required for your benefit, which will help you to create a difference in the market by creating a competitive edge. So this is a statistical quality control and improvement. There are types of organization that has come out to which we have aligned, to which you have been aligned with what you need to do. It brings out that aspect for you, as to if you are into, say, group 3 of a company, you approach a company and you find them to be careless. You need to start from the top, you know, first bring the top in, then have the middle management, and then imply the SQC principles, etc., which is not the case with self-satisfied. They are the companies where you have to get into just intensive training and use the software directly. That's how you can get into SQC LEN and improve the total quality management. Continuing our understanding on that, promotion of SQC and improvement tools and integration into quality system needed at both micro and macro level. SQC deployment will not work if it is only at one of the level. It has to be at a macro level. It has to be also at a micro level. What we mean has been explained further. Micro level means involve either expert statisticians in regular audits or have an external audit besides internal audit. You micromanage where you really want to stand apart. You really want to remove subjectivity. You have set your standards, you have your internal audit team. Internal audit team will do the internal audit to see where you stand. But because they are the company people, there is a possibility of a bias coming in. So you also have expert evaluating you, which is really getting into micromanagement. They will be independent, they will be unbiased, and they will monitor your thing very statistically and then give their independent opinion. Macro level is professional association to co-opt or collaborative program or reward and recognition system, etc. Here, the industry has to start this program, as I feel, as also it covers. Company which is striving to improve statistical quality also looks at recognition outside. No doubt, customer is there, the biggest recognition, their market share growing, their growth in volume definitely are the biggest recognition. But what you can do is to spread the culture of this SQC, statistical quality control and measurement and improvement, etc. You can create, there has to be something like a professional collaboration, co-opt. So you create either a professional body which will recognize people who are collaborating in statistical quality and improvements, or create a collaborative program that two and two come together to evaluate each other's process and evaluate each other's approach to quality control and all. They jointly dissect the way things are, and they exchange with each other how things can be done better, etc. Last but not the least, industry body can have the reward and recognition programs. So like you have a trucker's award by, you know, one of the automobile company who will dissect various fleet owners, and then they will find out who does the better. Same with the quality audit program. There has to be some industry body who does the complete audit of how the SQC is created and implemented by various organizations. It could be a similar such recognition based program that will bring out how this organization is pursued well in the process of quality improvements. And that news, when reaches to the customer and all, customer will also start believing that and will start believing in your process and way you deliver service to them. Thank you very much. Friends, this chapter we have covered complete understanding of methods that is required for performance measurement, including statistical tools. Thank you.